Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. If anybody's unfamiliar with my voice, my name is still Peter Mingles. We started Building Fortunes Radio towards the tail end of 2012, beginning part of 2013, mostly because I wanted a microphone and a platform so we could talk about different and various things related to home-based businesses. So we have lots of guest hosts during the week. All different kinds of shows that we do. But I ran across a gentleman. His name is Devon. Devon started off as a customer of ours, and Devon's got some really special and unique situations where I figured it would be really kind of neat to have a radio show with him. So he started off, like I said, even before he was a customer, started off as just somebody who had a lot of questions about a lot of things. I learned a lot about him. He learned a lot about us. We started working together on a couple of different projects. And some of the things that I learned was that he's an exceptional individual. He's got situations where he'll talk about this a little bit later on, but he's gone through all different kinds of school. He's somebody who's driven to run a business. He's been through both brick-and-mortar and online schools, and we're going to talk a little bit about that today, but with his insight and his situation, he can maybe help a lot of other people that are in similar situations. So, Devon, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Thank you so much, Peter, and welcome to Devon's input. I want to focus this week on talking about virtual schooling compared to brick-and-mortar schooling, and as you know, on previous shows, I mentioned that I used to be in a brick-and-mortar schooling setting back in 1996 and all the way to 2000. I went to a couple of schools. One was a school in Brooklyn, which I didn't like very much. So I transferred from that situation. I went to Pace University, which is a much better school. But what I found out, brick-and-mortar schools, you know, they provide the traditional community environment and more social opportunities in the virtual setting. And at the time, I wasn't thinking about going to a virtual school back in the late 90s and early 2000s and the early millennium, because I just thought that, you know, brick-and-mortar was a typical way and the most prevalent way that students would learn, you know, until maybe about 10 years ago, until the virtual setting for schools had became more popular. So, you know, comparing virtual schooling to brick and mortar, you know, some of the advantages to virtual schooling are, you know, they're a little bit cheaper financially than brick and mortar schools. And, you know, there's no commuting. You do everything at home on your computer, except if you go to a residency, which the school I go to, had a residency 5 years ago where you go and you sit face-to-face with other students and you go there for like 3 or 4 days, like a workshop, and you go there and you communicate in FaceTime and face-to-face. But the virtual advantages of virtual schooling, you know, there's no bullying or, you know, stuff like that where you have to worry about the child being bullied. I'm not only talking about college or anything like that. I'm talking about either earlier schooling like elementary school, intermediate school, and high school. There's no bullying or that type of factor in virtual schooling. You know, everything is done online and there's no peer pressure like brick-and-mortar schooling, and, you know, you have to put up with that, you know. Your child has to go through that type of situation, adolescence and teenage years. But brick-and-mortar, you know, you have a chance to participate in sports or extracurricular activities more than you do online. When online, you can't really participate in any sports or anything like that because you're not there physically, you know. So, you know, some of the other cons about there's more bullying in brick-and-mortar schools than there is virtual setting, like I just mentioned. And some of them, they don't have brick-and-mortar. They don't have the quality instructors. They don't have the technology base like a virtual setting has, you know, going to school. And then I want to apply to go to medical school, so I want to do that online also. And what that is, you know, everything is like, you know, like a physical setting. It's just like you're doing it on your computer. You know, everything is virtual and, you know, you sit in front of a classroom and then you have an instructor and you focus on, you know, your goals and your achievements and what you want to accomplish in medical school and stuff like that. And I figured that, you know, that's the best way for me because I do have a disability. I do struggle from a mental impediment I had for many, many years. And I just want to focus on doing my best because the virtual study, if I knew about virtual school and back in the mid-90s, in late 90s, you know, I probably wouldn't have got sick or anything like that because the school I went to in Brooklyn, you know, there's a lot of bullying and stuff like that. And just like I mentioned before about brick-and-mortar schools, a lot of bullying, a lot of, you know, people I didn't get along with, a lot of professors I didn't get along with, a lot of staff I didn't get along with just because I was a little bit different. You know, I wasn't your typical, you know, social person. I didn't, you know, I wasn't in the in crowd. You know, I wasn't, you know, the hippest dresser. I wasn't the flashiest talker. I was flamboyant as some of the other people in the school, and they kind of picked on me. I'm not physically, but kind of mentally, you know. So, you know, when I go to my school now at Capella, since I've been going there since 2012, you know, it's a virtual setting, and, you know, I never had a problem not one time going to Capella University, maybe because it's online, you know, but even when I went to a residency back in 2017, by treating me with respect, everybody treating me with dignity and integrity. And I felt really at home going to Capella University. And I'm still going there now studying for my doctorate degree. And, you know, I feel very welcome there, you know. So there's different sorts of, you know, experiences a person can have virtually as well as in a brick-and-mortar typical school. And, you know, as I was telling Peter, you know, I focus on, you know, how well you focus on school. Because what happened was, if I knew, like I mentioned to you before, that it was a virtual or online setting school, I probably would have never even thought about going to a brick and mortar school. I could do everything at home because I'm more of a not a social person as, you know, I am today. You know, what happened was, I was a young guy, 18, and, you know, I got my first job at Pathmark, and I was going to school, and, you know, I was very quiet, you know, but people picked on me because I was so quiet, you know. You know, they and I was so polite, you know. Sometimes, you know, people take your kindness for weakness, you know. So, you know, I was very quiet, but I learned a lot. I learned a lot, you know, in the last 26 years. I learned a lot. I just celebrated a birthday this past Saturday. I just became 45 years old, and I learned a lot, you know. So, you know, I took what I learned in and took it to a virtual setting, and, you know, I just felt very comfortable doing it at home. You know, like I said, there's no commuting. You don't have to worry about paying for gas, or you don't have to worry about here in the tri-state area about using a Metro card or, you know, bus fare or train fare or anything like that. You just go on the computer and you don't have to worry about being late, you know, for a class because, like I say, it is within your schedule. It is within your guidelines. It is a pace kind of oriented learning. You do it at your own pace, you know. So that's one thing I like about virtual schooling, you know. And, you know, the brick and mortar, you know, it's not at your own pace. I mean, you have, but it's kind of, well, virtual schooling is kind of similar to brick and mortar where you do have assignments you have to hand in at a certain time, but, you know, more virtual settings is more to your liking or more to your inclination because it's at your own pace, like I just mentioned. And brick and mortar, it's sort of like you have like a time frame to hand in an assignment more earlier than you do in a virtual setting. So, you know, that's one thing I like, the virtual advantages of going to school. When I go to medical school, if I get accepted to go to medical school, it'll be one of the happiest moments of my life because, you know, I always wanted to be a doctor because in my father's side in St. Kitts, you know, there's about 3 doctors and 2 of them are upcoming doctors, you know. So, you know, I just figure that, you know, it'd be something. And knowing that I have a disability, you know, a mental disability I had for so many years, it'll be one of the culminations I have in my resume that I became a doctor. If I do become a doctor and I strive to do my best to become a doctor, but, you know, if I don't get that opportunity, you know, I'll be, you know, kind of sad and kind of poignant, but, you know, if I do get that opportunity, I would cherish it for the rest of my life just to know that I had the opportunity to become an MD, you know. Not everybody can, you know, accomplish that goal, you know. So, like I said, you know, I'm just looking forward to going to medical school if I get the opportunity and doing the virtual setting and brick and mortar, you know. I'm kind of pretty sure the brick and mortar setting of school. I mean, for my, if I go as far as to do my clinicals, if I go to medical school, you know, I would have to do it in a brick and mortar setting. That you cannot do virtually. It's hands-on, and you have to do that face-to-face. So that, you know, I can manage more, you know. I'll be probably in my 50s by that time. But like I mentioned to you before, I just want to tell anybody that if you want to accomplish your goals and you want to do it in a pace-oriented setting, you know, virtual school, how a lot of people are doing virtual school now because it just suits them. You know, they come home from work, you know, they're tired, they don't have to commute back out to work and go and drive far and waste gas or waste fare, you know, going to a brick-and-mortar school. They can do it virtually in the comfort of their own home. So I just wanted to ask Peter, what do he thinks about online schooling versus brick and mortar? And does anybody in his family or anybody he knows have to deal with that situation where they want to go to a school, but they couldn't decide whether to brick and mortar or do it online?
Right. So I'm going to do this. Let's take our commercial break first. I'll be right back. So you just heard from Devon, then you'll hear from me after this commercial break. Here we go.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous blogs, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. Peter Mingles here with Devon. We're talking about the benefits or the disadvantages of brick-and-mortar versus online schooling. And I'll kind of start off by saying, originally, you know, I'm older, so when I grew up, there was no such thing as online. I don't want to sound too old, but it's true. So there was no such thing as online. So online schooling wasn't even a possibility. So I come with an original bias against anything that's not normal, you know, because I think that's the way most people are. So I'm going to kind of approach this from a traditional sense. When I first started, and I guess we're going to speak mostly about adults as opposed to children. So I would be totally against online schooling for children mostly. Now, everybody's situation is different. If there's physical reasons, safety issues, distance reasons, for take all those things outside, all things being equal, if kids could be in school versus not be in school, I think kids could be in school. And kids, everything from whatever through K. I'm sorry, kindergarten through 12th grade. So I'm very old-fashioned and traditional in regard to that because I think that helps with the development of the kids. So for this conversation, we're going to talk mostly about people as adults. And I would say in certain areas, online schooling is actually, a blessing. Sometimes physically, if you can't drive or get to the school, and there's a lot of people that have disabilities that can't. If for whatever reason, a physical disability, mental disability, I have family members that are not even, I guess we're going to say a little bit on the autism spectrum, they really shouldn't be behind the wheel. And you're glad that they are not behind the wheel, and they are glad that they are not behind the wheel. So for them, online school for the physical purposes is absolutely a blessing. For those people that might be disabled physically as well, cerebral palsy, can't drive, blind, can't drive, you know, all those types of things. So in those instances, online is really the best way for them to be able to get an education. Or maybe rural areas, obviously, the best way to get that kind of education. As far as I'm going to talk a little bit about quality, there is something about, I think, being in person that really helps when it's positive. So like Devon had mentioned, though, a little bit earlier, if someone is prone to being picked upon or prone to being overly shy or whatever for social issues, then in person is not very good. But for people where developing their social skills is still a really good thing, I think college I'm going to say college like secondary school, is vital. It's crucial. It's where you develop relationships at a deeper level. So this is the downside to online school. And I'll just use as an example. When I went to college, I was just watching something on a Indian application. It's called WION, World is One, WION. And the gal was talking a little bit about different economies. And she was talking about economies that were in trouble and talked about a country called Lebanon. Well, one of my best friends when I was in college was from Lebanon. And his brother, my friend, his name was Ronnie. That was his Americanized name. And his older brother's name is Ramey, and they were from Lebanon. And that was when Lebanon was really a crown jewel of the Middle East. And now it's in a horrible situation. So I can absorb that conversation differently about what's happening in world events based on the physical relationship that I had with my friend Ronnie and his older brother Ramey, who were really smart dudes. I mean, they were smart dudes. But it helped my worldview a little bit different because I was around those people. I mean, we had lunch together. They were in the same dorms as we were. I learned a little bit more about his culture. But there was things that happened that could never happen in a virtual school. So as far as, let's kind of section that off and call that the social elements of being in college or secondary school, I think are stripped away when people are online. So that's some of the downside. Now, that may not have anything to do with your education, but it may have something to do with your development as far as being an individual and a well-rounded individual. Next, I think online reveals yourself to you or allows allows you, I don't know how to say it the right way, allows you to be who you are easier. So I'll use as an example, and I know he's not listening to our radio show. I have a gentleman that I will not name who used to work with us. And when they did online schooling, I said, oh, gosh, this is the worst thing in the world. This guy's going to cheat his way through an online school. This guy is great at BSing. This guy is fantastic at taking shortcuts. He will pass if being in school was for an hour class, but he could figure out how to be at school for 5 minutes and still get that grade, he would do that. So he'd shortcut, he'd cheat, he would do whatever, he'd do whatever, and he wouldn't care. So for him, it was just getting that grade, getting that passing. And if you asked him what he studied, he wouldn't know. If he became better in that whole process, he wouldn't know. So if you're a cheater, I'm going to call it, or if you're a shortcut guy, I think that it just makes it easier in online classes as opposed to brick and mortar. You got to show up. You know, you got to actually stay awake. You actually have to maybe participate. And your probable educator, if you're in a smaller classroom, your teacher would be able to kind of nail you as far as your BS factor. So quality of education, I think, if you're a cheater, your real quality of the education goes down. Now, I know there's lots of boys and girls, men and women, that are just really good at learning online. And I can sincerely say I would not ever be one of them. So for me, online learning would be the worst thing in the world ever for me. And you'd say, why is that, Peter? I said, I don't know. I just don't learn online. I could watch videos. If you're asking me, like, can I learn how to do something by watching YouTube videos, or can I learn how to do something technical by watching technicals, the answer is yes, but it is not my preferred method of learning. It's my next method, but it's also my next worst method of learning. If I'm going to learn how to fix something, I would rather be in a classroom learning how to fix it where you could really get your hands into it. You know, if you're going to be learning a topic, I'd want to be able to ask a question, whether to the instructor or another student, or maybe delve into it in my own mind, or maybe even fail and then make the adjustments along the way. So I think online strips away a lot of that stuff as well. So if you're a good student and you're a learning person, it's perfect. Now let's kind of go into the positives about online. If you're a mom and you want to continue your education because you have kids, that's wonderful. Or if you're a dad, you want to continue your education because you have kids, I think online replaces everything. If you want to go through a continuing education and they have really tight controls, then I think that's great. I'm not so sure if I would want, somebody who was just online, and I don't know how good they were, just because they had a degree, maybe to handle something crucial for me. So I would look at the, and this may be prejudice on my part, I would take a look at the quality of the education as being less than somebody who went physically. Next, safety. Obviously, unless you have an unsafe environment that you're working from your computer, more than less likely, you're not going to get into a car accident if you're getting an education online. You're not going to get a stalker if you're a gal or a guy, if you're working online as easily as if you were in front of somebody. You don't have to worry about, other things that happen on the way to or from work. So there are a lot of really great things can happen from online work as well, as opposed to bad things that can happen if you're working in a brick and mortar, or if you're working from a brick and mortar, going to school in a brick and mortar. Some of the other things I think are expenses that we don't talk about. Gas is super duper expensive. If you're a college student, I remember I was never more broke than when I was a college student. And I could tell you that driving 55 saves lives, but it also saves gas. So, I didn't have to deal with gas at $4.50 a gallon, but I did have to worry about putting 5 gallons in there and hoping I would be able to get my way home. So prices of getting back and forth to school have risen dramatically. Clothing, you know, you have to worry about what you're going to wear. All that stuff is a considerable factor. Lunches, you know, those are considerable factors. So economically, online could be much greater. So as I wrap this part up, I would say there's pluses and minuses for everything, and how you manage those are good. And if you excel at good things, online versus brick and mortar, either one of those you can excel at. If you're a cheater, if you're bad at most things, online or brick and mortar could enhance that as well. But online you can do it better, meaning you can cheat better if you're online. So it's an individual situation. For some people it's perfect. For some people it's horrible, and that would be either one of them, whether it's brick and mortar or online. So you have to make your own decision, but at least this gives you some of the things you may or may never thought about. One of the challenges that I have is the cost. If I were going to and this was highlighted, of course, with COVID, if I had been paying, I'm just going to throw out a number, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year to go to a college in person, and then COVID happened, and they said, well, pay us the same amount. You just don't have to show up. You can do it from your apartment or from your house. I would feel cheated. So maybe that's a psychological negotiation feeling that I might have. But I think online education should be far less expensive, apples to apples, oranges to oranges, than brick and mortar, because of probably the costs associated with it, and then also I think the experiences that you don't get when you're working online. So, Devon, I'll let you wrap it up.
Thank you so much, Peter, for that insight. I was going to wrap it up because I agree with Peter in one sense, where he says that if you're doing something or you're watching something on YouTube, they have something where they say that how you change your oil or on your car, or you're fixing your boiler, or you want to change the handles or on your sink or bathroom or toilet or stuff like that. I would rather watch and do that in person. You get hands-on experience that way rather than watching a YouTube video. But I just wanted to say that, you know, virtually I'm satisfied for where I'm at right now, virtually online. And, you know, I just want to make the most of it, you know. And, you know, each day is a better day for me. And virtually it's working out online more than brick and mortar for me personally. I can't speak for everybody, but it's working better out for me personally online rather than a brick and mortar school. So with that said, thank you so much, and I'll see you next week on Devon's Input. Thank you so much.
Excellent. And good night, everyone.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.